USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Offering his own take on five long days of public hearings, President Donald Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed a number of U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats looked like fools during the hearings on Capitol Hill. In another, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of an expected House vote to impeach him. Trump had this to say about how the hearings have been going.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax, and that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support. I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
In a 57-minute animated phone interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said he did not expect to be impeached, but he added if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said in a series of tweets that he's regained control of his personal Twitter account, asserting that the White House refused to provide access to it after he resigned in September, a charge President Donald Trump rejected. Bolton and Trump clashed frequently on foreign policy, and the president said the hawkish Bolton was out of step with him on policy. Bolton's actions and words have been closely followed ever since, particularly concerning the House impeachment inquiry. The Trump administration is withholding more than $100 million in United States military assistance to Lebanon that had been approved by Congress, an assertion of executive control in a foreign aid that is similar to the delay in support for Ukraine at the center of the impeachment inquiry. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo congratulated Lebanon as the country marked its Independence Day, but made no mention of the holdup in the aid that the State Department and Pentagon officials have complained about for weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A former Fox News anchor makes a big donation to support freedom of the press. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
Shepard Smith, speaking on Thursday night at the Committee to Protect Journalists annual Press Freedom Gala in New York City, announcing he was donating $500,000 to that nonprofit, telling the crowd,
"Intimidation and vilification of the press is now a global phenomenon. We don't have to look far for evidence of that."
Smith's remarks at the event were the first public remarks he'd made since resigning Fox abruptly last month. That gala raised about $2.7 million in total for the nonprofit's mission of defending the rights of journalists around the world. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former CIA case agent was sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy in which prosecutors say he received more than $840,000 from China to divulge the names of human sources and his knowledge of spycraft. The sentence imposed on Jerry Chun Sing Lee, age 55, was significantly longer than the 10 years sought by defense attorneys. Lee pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit espionage, but prosecutors and defense lawyers disagreed about whether there was proof Lee carried out the actual espionage. Lee's lawyers disputed that their client conduct was anywhere near as severe as the government described. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.